He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Yo, 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 welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. And today I got a special co-host because my girl, Butter, she got some strep throat and some other, obnoxious, obnoxious shit in her throat that I'm not trying to have nothing to do with.
Heck no.
Anyway, I got my boy here, Lil Arson. Tell the people about yourself.
I'm Little Arson.
That's too much.
No. Anyways, I'm Little Arson. I'm from a group called ARG. We're a dance group. We crump or whatever. We got an event going on Saturday. We want y'all to all come out. It's called The Rapture. It's on
The Rapture.
Yeah.
Does this mean we're going to disappear if we go?
Somewhat. We only rapturing the cool people though. Only.
But what if I don't? I ain't ready to go.
Well, tough luck then.
Anyway. Yeah, this Saturday we're gonna have a special smooth drama rolling. We're gonna be broadcasting live from the Rapture. 2 to 5. So for some of y'all who may not check it out live there, you can check it out live at www.smoothdrama.com. Now, of course, as always, I want to let me get this next song.
Oh, go ahead.
I want to hear from you.
No.
Ridiculous.
Because call 646-929-2037. Once again, at 646-929-2037 to break us off a call.
Call us. Call us. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. Anyway. Now, of course, we know that some of y'all are just anti-social.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to break us off a call.
I won't bite. Unless you want to.
He's got some big-ass teeth, too, y'all. It's kind of nasty. Yeah.
Call me Joe.
Okay. Anyway, for those of you who are a tad bit afraid to break us off a call, you can hit the smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. And as always, if you want to keep up with us, know what me and Butter are doing at all times, you know, whether I'm like scratching under my arms like I'm doing now.
Yeah, believe me, the smell is incredible. The
scratching my, I know you're not talking about smell.
No. I'm saying he smells good. He smells like Calvin Klein Obsession.
Anyway, y'all can text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. Once again, you text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. And we'll let you know where we're going to be at, you know, getting some chicken wings or...
Where the thing?
Or if we get some Mongolian barbecue, which is my favorite, of course, obviously.
Gotta be.
Yeah. Anyway, now, about this event, once again, it's called what?
It's called The Rapture. And it's about to be dope, y'all. It's about to be dope. You're about to see some real dancing.
Not fake dancing, real dancing.
Real live dancing, real live dancers. About to get it popping.
All right. Speaking of getting it popping, We're gonna pop off on this first subject. Kind of funny. You know how they talk about evolution, whatnot, and theories of evolution, whatever. Well, there's a group of Yale researchers who says that women are going to evolve to be shorter and fatter.
Mm.
They estimate in 10 generations, women will be 2 centimeters shorter and will weigh around 2.5 pounds heavier.
Uh-oh. Good news for all you chubby chasers out there.
Wow, really?
I mean, anyway,
they're also saying not only will you be shorter and a little bit wider, you're also going to be healthier. They're saying the study is expecting women to have lower cholesterol and better heart health.
Okay, okay.
And they'll start menopause later.
Well, you guys are getting the good, you know, part of evolution.
And you're going to have children earlier in life. So instead of some of you who got pregnant at 16, 17, you can get it cracking at 11 or 12. Yeah. Anyway, just for those, we talk about evolution and whatnot and women, how y'all gonna look in the future. Now, of course, I know some of y'all are like, well, Dick, where's the data for the men? What the men gonna look like?
We all gonna be lizard men.
Nah, you're going to be a lizard man.
Well, that's for the people that are going to, you know, after the nuclear holocaust or, you know, 2012, we're going to go into the caves and evolve into the...
Really?
Yeah. That's what I plan on doing.
That's what you plan on doing? You going to live in the cave?
Oh yeah. What? You ever read that book, The Time Machine? With the...
I'm not living in no cave.
Well, what's wrong with the cave?
What's right with the cave?
I mean...
Right.
I mean,
you got rocks. It's cold. Anything can come in there. I'm like, are you going to have a door on your cave? Are you going to have living utensils? You ain't
well,
planning none of that.
Well, you're forgetting about, you know, modern-day technology. Of course, we're going to store some food down there. We're going to have to ration it. But, you know, evolution is, you know, the survival of the fittest, and eventually I will evolve into a lizard man.
But are you going to have Wi-Fi? I
can't live
have
without
some
that.
Broadband cable.
I can't live without
something.
That. You're right.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, then I guess I'll be a daywalker, you know.
A daywalker?
Yeah.
You already are a daywalker.
I know, but, it, you know, when the new evolution comes on the scene.
I mean, I'm sorry I even brought this up. Daywalker?
Yeah, like, we're going to break off into cats.
Way too many movies.
I mean, well, you know, we're going to eventually break off into, you know, cast, and there's going to be one class of people and then another class of people. And, you know, in my head, you know, I'm just saying, daywalkers and cave dwellers.
Okay, so you can't be in the cave and come out in the daytime?
See, you're not getting, like, the magnitude. Like, how good of a story this is. I'm about to write all this stuff down in my book.
Okay, but we're talking about real life. I mean, researchers are saying that women are going to be shorter, blah, blah, blah. You not coming with no research.
Well,
you talking about a comic book.
Well, okay. All right, let's get real for a minute.
Let's get real.
I think it all dwells on our habitats and our surroundings. Like, people are going to evolve into, you know, what needs to be suited into their environment, you know?
Okay. So basically, if it's getting hot, everybody's going to look like me.
Or your skin is going to naturally adapt, yeah.
Or they're going to get darker like you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's fine.
What does that have to do with daywalkers and cave dwellers?
That was, well, you know, that's just... It always ends up like that. You know, human mindset, like, we're always going to separate. We're never going to really, you know, always just stay in band together and all that stuff. You sure about that? You know, history shows it. So it's like,
history shows what?
You know, what does history show?
That, you know, people split off into groups and go to different continents and adapt.
And then they come back and try to kill the people that they split off from.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. You know, in the future, there'll be a war.
There's going to be a cave war between cavemen and daywalkers and short women.
It's just human nature. We're violent.
Short women, y'all going to be the little short Amazon, little 4'11 Amazon.
All right.
As always, we're going to get off that. I don't want to sit up here and,
you know, debate, you know, how we're going to look.
I know, I'm going to be like, I'm be looking good.
I expect to look good, you know. Who's to say listen, they won't be attractive?
All that other stuff, I'm not even, you can get your lizard on. I'm going to do my tropical black man.
All right.
We're going to roll with it. Now, as always, y'all know me, I'm about the love movement. I've always been about the love movement. No, we need more than one.
Okay, seven continent love.
Anyway, love movement is about bringing people together. Doing good shit, just being nice to people. Can we all not just get along, but can we do some good shit together?
Yeah.
Take for instance, I always get stuck. For instance, my man, Azu Soleil.
That's a beautiful man.
Up in Chicago. Homie is taking donations of old used bras, slightly used bras, and he's donating them to disadvantage.
That's a good man right there.
So, I mean, what he did is he started this program in Chicago for low-income girls and women where he collects undergarments through donations via via his blog, which is you can visit him at support1000.blogspot.com if you want to check out what's going on with the brother. And if you want to donate some old bras. Now, I know some of you say, hey, you
know, share other garments,
whatnot, but we're not talking about the panties, although I'd like to. We're talking about bras. Now, I know, of course, there's some, you know, some people may wear them out, you know, till the, you know, poke titty holes in them. But some of y'all just
have new ones,
may not have worn them or whatnot. And,
Victoria's Secret,
you know.
Yeah,
we're just talking about it's a worthy cause. It's the same concept as Goodwill. You know, if some clothing, an article of clothing that you're not using, why not donate it?
Don't be stingy.
Well, I don't think it's nothing to do with stingy. A lot of times people have clothes, whatnot, that they don't use, and you know, just throw them away or not use them, whatnot. And there's a lot of people out there who could really use your used clothes.
Make yourself useful.
They have no clothes. And this is basically what he did. And, you know, the brother has, he had an initial goal of 1,000 bras, but he has since collected 3,000 or more. And, you know, his home is filled with boxes of bras, all kinds of styles. And what he does.
Hold on, say that again. The boxes. boxes.
That's a lot of bras.
Bras. What?
What if somebody doesn't
okay,
know
what
he's doing?
What he does, he donates them to schools, homeless shelters, and churches, you know, and he's giving away 1,400 to date. So, you know, some of you out there, you got some bras that, you know, maybe you got pregnant, you can't fit them no more, or, you know, you just didn't like the bra, didn't make you feel comfortable, whatnot,
donate it.
You can donate it. And, of course, for some of you who feel like, no, we shouldn't be sharing undergarments, whatnot, you can always go in and buy some bras.
Cheap ones. You ain't got to be expensive.
And send them off also. That way, you know, you can contribute. I mean, because as bad as we say we're doing, there's always somebody doing worse. And you know, especially here in America, we do a whole lot of wasting.
Oh, my God, yes.
And, you know, we don't want to be about waste not, well, what is it, waste not, want not.
Yep.
And on that note, we're going to take a break. We're gonna bust out a song that I like. I, you know, for some reason, I gotta keep playing this song. It's hot. It's just hot. It's from my man Black Mikey Van Helsing.
Black Mikey
off his album Blackula.
Get a walker.
Who wants to get bit?
Celebrate with every breath I take and keep heat for the heads of snakes. Only I got heat with hot lead for the heads of snakes. So when they hit, I can dead the snake. Let's elevate the game. It's time to remove the fakes. I give a fuck how many lives it takes. We must war for peace. Kill the beast, he's the head of the fakes. You kill the head, and that's all that it takes. It's time to raise the stakes on these motherfucking lies that hate. Hit vampires in the chest with steak. A nightmare on your street. Six deep, don't sleep, stay awake. Or fuck around and wake up, but you wake. And this world is so cold, it's got motherfuckers killing for crimes. Running around with 100 rounds around the parabellums. And so I move with my infrared sight like the things that go bump in the night just to stay alive. Struggle and fight, I move like a ghost in the night. Keep my toes in my right at its own sight. I bubble and rise, knowing death is looking us all in the eyes. So I'm fighting with them all just to stay alive. Precious eyes and demons, silver bullets for the werewolves. Behold the bell horse, hear the hood. When the clock strikes midnight, the vampire rise. So I stare in the face of death and I fight to stay alive. There's no way that I'm selling my soul. There's no way that I'm ever gonna fall. On me, it's no way I let you devils take total control. I'm a king on the throne made of gold. With the blood of a runaway slave pumping through my veins. Mysteries got me using my brain. Since I'm using my brain, Babylon don't want me using my brain. But like they say, no pain, no gain. So I'm out in these streets with my automatic heat in these streets. And when I bust, you beat your feet in these streets. No love for police. They don't want me with my heat in these streets. Cause my heat'll knock a man off his feet. It's a struggle out here. So we stay high off the cushion of beers. Pushing the line, just me and my peers. Run the streets with no fears. We've been raised like this for years. So putting hella blood, sweat, and tears. Just to stay alive. Struggle and fight. I move like a ghost in the night. Keep my toes in my right at his own sight. I bubble and rise. Knowing death is looking us all in the eyes. So I'm fighting with them all just to stay alive. Precious eyes and demons. Silver bullets for the werewolves. Behold the bell horse. Hear the hood. When the clock strikes midnight, the vampires rise. So I stare in the face of death and I fight to stay alive. I keep my balance on this tightrope of life. While eyes behind me watch my back for the knives. On me I got eyes in the back of my head watching for knives. So plotting on me ain't no fucking surprise. I come to recognize lies when friends shapeshift to foes. Righteous men say shift to criminals. They say it's fair to get the dough. So it's fair when you end up with your soul on ice. Twice as blind to the fact that most souls have a price. War is deceit, and it's a war in these streets. Shit, it's a war in your home, and you gotta watch your bed for filthy sheets. You sleeping with Lilith, not knowing that's a filthy sheet. Your man squeezed, possessed by a demon, robbing you both for peace. Praying still, you worry, that's a lawsuit. Don't let them cross you. Belief in a false prophet, that shit'll cost you. I've been down so long, now all I know is rise. So I rise, and I'm fighting to the death just to stay alive.
welcome back to Smooth Drama with your boy Dick Hugger and my main man,
Lil Arson.
Lil Arson in the building representing ARG.
That's right.
You want to give a shout out?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to everybody from ARG, man. It's my clinic. Big ARG, LGK, Raw Kid, you know, Twin Gritty. All y'all dudes, Gospel Eliza, Gospel Gritty Kid, that's my fam, man. I love y'all.
That was really heartfelt.
It was.
That came from deep
right here.
You put some stink on it.
All right.
Some stink on it.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we talking about evolution, whatnot. Now, we talk about the evolution of the game, whatnot. We also got to talk about evolution of Alibi.
Let's get into it.
Hey, no, Facebook. You know, Facebook saved the brother from going to jail.
Really?
Really. Yeah. Who knew? October 17th at 11:49 a.m., Rodney Bradford did a status update. You know, no big, you know how y'all do y'all little status updates.
Hey, yeah,
know?
Boy.
Well, at the time, somebody was breaking into somebody's place. So, Rodney got arrested because they thought it was him. But his defense lawyer told the Brooklyn Assistant District Attorney about his Facebook entry. And it was made at the time of the robbery. So the district attorney subpoenaed Facebook to verify that the status update had actually been typed from a computer located at Mr. Bradford's residence in Harlem. And once that was confirmed, the charges were dropped.
Facebook, man. What can I say?
The internet. Well, I mean, we talking about technology.
Yeah.
Now, if you think about that, I mean, you really, really, really think about it. If not for the fake, I mean, he had other alibis, but if not for the Facebook, what would have happened?
Well,
my man may be locked up right now. Now, funny as, I mean, it's funny, but it's serious because
yeah.
If you think about it, those guys that DNA freed them down in Texas that I talked about earlier this year, they wish they had their 20, 30 years back. And this might have happened to this guy. You know, you
only
spend
Facebook
some time.
Was back there.
Yeah, you spend well, not necessarily about Facebook,
or
but it's
anything,
about technology.
Yeah, internet.
You know, the technology nowadays allows us to be able to do these things and prove your innocence on a lot of things, because as you know the technology, but a lot of times the technology don't lie, but it depends on the intent and how you can catch folks and whatnot and how they try to get you, because we know if somebody wants to set you up, they'll go through elaborate lengths, but because this was just a home robbery, they probably wouldn't go to any elaborate lengths to set my man up. But it is funny that it would get him free.
Yeah.
You know. Just funny.
I mean, because people like live through the internet now. You know, you got your Twitter, your Facebook, your MySpace, your AIM, you know, and not even just that, like with your phone, man, a text message, you know, could save your life. You know, they could be like, oh, you know, I text so-and-so from here, you know, at this amount of time.
Yeah, but then you have to go through satellite and the satellite tracking where you was and all that other stuff, and then that don't necessarily mean you did the text.
Yeah,
because
true.
Your homie can do the text for you while you're killing Belinda on the other side of town. So,
that's a lot.
Now, if your name is Belinda, I wasn't talking about you.
Sorry,
I was
Belinda.
Just throwing out a specific, you know, type deal. Nothing against you,
Belinda. Watch out.
So Belinda, please don't call me or send me an email talking about dick. What the hell? Why the hell? But if you want to call me Belinda, you can. 646-929-2037. And I'll turn kiss you on the air. Because I love you so much, Belinda.
Freak.
Yeah. I don't know you, but I love you anyway.
He's a freak.
Because it's all about the love. Or something like that. Well, I got to be a freak because I could talk about love.
I kiss some girls. Never mind. It's good.
Anyway. Now, a funny thing happened. Earlier this year, Glenn Beck had came out.
Oh, my.
Called, okay.
Don't
play
his name.
Calm down. Glenn
I hate
Beck,
him.
Okay, Glenn Beck had came out and called Obama racist. Now, funny thing is, Not only did Glenn Beck do it and then backtrack, his boss, Rupert Murdoch, came out and said Glenn Beck is, well, not Glenn Beck, but Obama is a racist. And what it was based on was, I believe everybody remembers earlier this year when Henry Louis Gates was accosted at his home on the porch in his own house by the police. And what happened was they asked Obama the question, and he says, he goes on to say, I don't know, not having been there, not seeing all the facts, what role race played in that case.
Everything.
I think it's fair to say, number one, any of us would be pretty angry. Number two, that the Cambridge police acted stupidly in arresting somebody when there was already proof that they were in their own home. And number three, what I think we know separate and apart from this incident is that there's a long history in this country of African Americans and Latinos being shot by law enforcement disproportionately.
This happened to my bro the other night. He was on the trolley. The cop stopped and was like, can I see your trolley pass? He gave him the pass, and the cop was like, how old are you? And he said, I'm 18. You know, I'm going to be 19 in December. Next thing you know, he's out, you know, in handcuffs getting searched because the cop thinks he's older than, you know, 18. This is ridiculous.
Well, last time I checked, 18 was the legal age for anything, anyhow.
Any harassment.
I want to say, you know, not only talking about that harassment, but also, you know, this is where the Glenn Beck comes in, because Glenn Beck comes out and says, and these are his words, that Obama has over and over again exposed himself as a guy who has a deep-seated hatred for white people or the white culture. I don't know what it is. Now,
can I?
Well, the point was, one, Glenn Beck, last time I checked, Obama had a white mother and grandparents and cousins, and they are Caucasian.
And they raised him.
I'm thinking that if he really, really hated them and had a disrespect for their culture, they probably wouldn't have got along. He probably wouldn't be in the well-developed intellectual that he is today, or he's proven to be. But the point was, not only did you know, Glenn Beck said it, but your man, Rupert Murdoch, comes on and says, Obama did make a very racist comment about blacks and whites and so on, which he said in his campaign he would be completely above.
Well, it's like this. First of all,
and he says, and that was something which perhaps shouldn't have been said about the president, but if you actually assess what he was talking about, Beck was right. Now, what we're still stuck on is this. What Obama said wasn't untrue. It was established that Henry Louis Gates was in his own house. how somebody, especially the police, with the technology, we just talked about technology just a minute ago, you know, where they can trace where the Facebook text comes from, quite surely you can see, oh, who lives in this house? Henry Louis Gates. What does his driver's license say? Henry Louis Gates. Now, we've established that. Now, are we debating the disproportionate stoppage of people who look like me and my homie Raul? Big shout out to Raul the Mongoose. With you, homie.
That one had some stank on it.
That had a lot of stink on it. Anyway, do we say that that doesn't happen? Hey, you know, those are the facts. You know, people can say, no, it's not the fact, but we all know it is. There's no sugarcoating it. It's just a fact. You know, everybody knows about the joke, driving while black. You know, we sit up and talk about how, you know, we all know about this getting stopped.
Yeah.
You know, me and my homies as teenagers and young men, we stopped rolling together in the damn car because we kept getting stopped. I'll never forget when me and my homie Charles and Rob, we come from the movie theater and we get stopped because the guy says, a Burger King got robbed. You know, and I'm looking at it like, do we look like we got fucking Burger King? Like, you know, is the point is, we know it happens. And for people to say, Obama's racist for saying something that everybody knows is true is disingenuous. Very disingenuous. And for Rupert Murdoch, who runs what?
Fox?
No, not he just runs Fox. And there's a whole bunch of programs on Fox.
Can I talk about
Fox?
Can I just talk
about
Fox?
Okay. Something about Fox.
Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Greta Van Susteren, all you guys. I watch Fox News. You guys are entertainers. That's what you peddle fear and like paranoia into society when really you think you know what the American people are like, but you're out of touch. You know what I'm saying? You're out of touch.
Out of touch with what?
With the like the way that America's mindset is now. They think they know, but you know, there's a younger generation and they're starting to get more involved in the politics and whatnot, and they're starting to see, you know, all your fear peddling, you know, all that stuff.
But you see, this is where I differ with you, because I don't think that they're out of touch. I think they're very much in touch and understand their audience, because their audience are the ignorant and uninformed and folks who are very, very happy. Very, very happy to want to scapegoat and try to blame this segment of society and blame that segment of society, when in actuality, people in power, they screw you too. You know, Arnold and his homies here in California who are running this state into the ground, they don't care about you any more than they care about me. Or, you know, my Mexican homies, my Puerto Rican homies, my
Vietnamese
homies. You know, it's just, once again, I use the word disingenuous for them to say these things. And, you know, I don't look at it like, yeah, they're entertainers, but their audience is not necessarily being entertained.
Oh yeah,
their
believe.
Audience is believing these things at you know, at an alarming rate. At an alarming rate, not just alarming. It's something that, you know, when you talk about fear mongering and whatnot, I believe Adolf Hitler, you know, that dude who didn't die during World War II.
Oh, yeah, they found him. I've seen the pictures and all that. They found him.
Well, not necessarily. I'm not going to go on they found him in France, but I'm going to say that the guy who didn't die said that the bigger the lie, the more the people will believe.
Yep.
You know? And when we look at these people that you're naming, because I don't think they're good enough to say their name. I go back to ancient times where if you want people to disappear, you just don't say their name at all. You refuse to name them.
And at the end of the day, they just want attention. You cut off the attention. You cut off the people. They ain't got no power.
Well, I mean, there's the Fox News where they had the issue where Sarah Palin and her book tour, and they were talking about all these people were following her. Yeah. But they were using footage from the 2008 presidential campaign.
Anything
so
the agenda.
It's not even and they said that it was a mistake. It was just a little editorial mistake and they apologized. But the damage is done. You know, what we're talking about here is people who play with your not only your emotions but your sensibilities, and what happens? You know, they're cutting and pasting footage and making it look like somebody has a lot of people following when nobody's really following this effort.
You got to do the research. You got to go out and like really read and really know what's going on.
Well, no, it's not. You don't necessarily have to research Sarah Palin. All you got to know is that she don't have that grassroots support like they're talking about. I mean, you know, she probably has a group of, you know, guys that want to hit.
And them Alaskan moms there.
No, you know, Alaskan moms. We talking about.
Oh, they love her.
Okay, but still, you know, how many people live in Alaska?
Not
a lot of people live in Alaska. And what we talking about here is the fact that she's only getting by, you know, it's sort of like that George Bush argument that they had back in the days. He seems like a guy that you can have a beer with.
Yeah, she's only getting by because.
Yeah, she seems like the guy, the woman that you can have a beer with and you may have a chance to hit at the end of the night.
That's
what these guys is looking at her for, because it ain't about
her body.
It's not about her policy.
It's about this.
It's no intellectual nothing.
At all. She thinks she can see Russia from Alaska. She said it.
You know, that's the scary part. Now, I don't want to focus on, you know, I always talk about perception versus reality. You know, and perception versus reality is real big with me. And I had a social networking discussion where we talked about we were having a little text debate whatnot about how the arts and things like that are taken away from kids and kids don't have hobbies and whatnot. And I say that's some of the stuff that leads to violence. And one of the persons that I was debating with was saying, hey, no, it's about kids who want attention and whatnot. I kind of, and I'm probably basing it off my own personal view as somebody that was always doing something and whatnot, and when me and the homies was bored, we would go out and do stupid stuff because we was bored. And if we would have had something else to do, we would have done that as opposed to the bored vandalism that we did. I'm coming out and saying it for the world. Yes, I was a vandal. I did various acts
some stuff too
of vandalism, and I'm sorry. I wish I hadn't have done it, but it happened. Sorry, people in New Orleans whose property got damaged back in the 80s.
They're going to find this. Somebody's going to show
it. It was him. You know,
I don't remember that face.
All we were just walking around bored. When the park was open, they let us in open gym, whatnot. We did that. But, you know, not to get too far away from the argument, what the argument is saying is that if you look, and this could be one of my conspiracy theories, not that I'm trying to say that there's a conspiracy to contribute to the delinquency of minors for some strange reason, even though, you know, we're cutting schools and building more prisons. I'm not going to say that the different states, particularly the state of California, run by a guy that's not that smart, contributing
one because
to
he was a movie.
Right, the delinquency of minors by cutting all the art programs, all the music program, which is part of the arts.
Yeah.
But what we're saying is, if kids don't have an outlet of things to do,
things are going to get violent.
Things get violent because they're bored and they have an excess amount of energy that they need to channel. And so if they can't channel these energies positively, what ends up happening? They channel these energies negatively. And negative equals violence. It's like pi equals 3.14.
Oh, it keeps going.
Okay, but anyway, bored equals
violence. And violence begets.
Right.
Violence
begets violence. And so we have a cycle of bored. Yes, some of it has something to do with some people are lashing out for attention, whatnot. Yeah, I don't discount that. But a lot of times, it's just bored. And if they have something better to do, they would do it.
But that thing, for some reason, you know, because of budget cuts, keeps...
Well, I mean, and when we talk about budget cuts, you know, we go back to my conspiracy theory. Now, it seems odd to me that organizations that fed kids like Black Panthers and whatnot got wiped out, but nobody has moved to wipe out the Crips and the Blood ever. Nobody's moved to wipe out the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, no.
Ever. No, but my point is, you know, if the Bloods and the Crips and any other Latin Kings or any other gang that contribute absolutely positively not a goddamn thing.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
To the public dole, the public welfare. If they did anything that was positive, their ass would have been wiped out. Wiped off the set, shot up, blah 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 blah.
Illuminati.
But unfortunately, that hasn't happened now.
It's not gonna happen.
I'm not gonna get stuck on that. You know, all I'm gonna say is that people need hobbies because hell, we know about bored ass adults.
Yeah.
They get into bad shit. So if we're talking about less developed individuals, children, youngsters, nothing to do. I believe
there's gonna be some
a lot of you.
Stuff.
Yeah, well, not just the violence, but I believe you. You people who go to church, y'all say boredom is the devil's workshop.
Pretty much.
All right, I'm just saying. That's just me on my soapbox. I don't know. I might have crushed it. Maybe I did.
Oh no, you.
Maybe
you.
I didn't. Yeah. With that, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk like we always do.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
you in forever since the commercial break. That was a long time, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
I miss you, dude. How you been?
I miss you, too.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Look, yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, welcome back to Smooth Drama. Now, I guess, you know, I'm an advocate of things. I've been an advocate of legalization of prostitution, obviously, because I think that if you legalize prostitution, you can get some of the profit. No, not the profit, although that would sound good.
Economy.
Yeah,
exactly.
It would help my economy.
wow.
No, I think that you get rid of some of the negative elements in the game. Also, you know, I'm a proponent of the legalization of marijuana because I look at it like a lot of these drugs that are introduced that do worse. I have the misfortune of seeing on TV, they, they're funny.
Oh, yeah, the side effects, I love. That's my favorite part of the whole commercial.
So, you know, last week, our drug of the week was Aspirex, and
that just sounds like
die. Yeah, we're evolving from Aspirex, and we gonna go to another depression medicine.
Cymbalta.
Cymbalta.
Let's talk about Cymbalta. Where did they come up with these names?
I don't know. The side effects of Cymbalta are weight gain. There's a sexual side effect to Cymbalta. So, homie, that means that, you know, you might go from to all the way down, just dangling. You know, there's weight loss. There's dry mouth.
Oh, you gotta love
that. That's appealing. That won't get you depressed at all. Your mouth is dry as hell. Feel like
no
you
amount
got like
of
dirt
liquid
in your mouth,
sandpaper tongue,
right? Insomnia.
Oh, you gotta love that.
That's not stressful.
Not being able to sleep. You gotta go to work the next morning. Also,
yeah. Now if we think about it, you're depressed. You think that what insomnia would be depressing as hell. You know, you think that dry mouth would be depressing as hell. Weight gain would be depressing as hell. And, you know, of course, there's this the decreased sex drive or orgasm problem.
Ejaculation problem?
Well yeah, it's impotent. So, I mean, first and foremost, a decreased sex drive or orgasm problem. So not only is you not gonna want to do it, but when you do it, you're not even gonna be able to finish. You just stuck. You in
there.
You in limbo. You can't even ejaculate. Now, you know, for some of the homies out there, you know, you're depressed, whatnot. That ejaculation is like your haven.
You
know, but,
that.
Right. And so
you only get it like once a month, though.
Yeah. Anyway, now you got
that one.
Yeah, you're thinking about it. Now, Cymbalta, dry mouth, you can't get it up. And when you do get it up, you can't finish. You can't sleep.
So you're gonna be up all night, not
right.
Being able to finish.
You might gain an extra amount of weight,
and then you might lose it.
And instead of going through all that, you could have just smoked some weed. You know. Now, as always, I have to throw my disclaimer out there. I've never smoked. Never drank none of that.
Nor do we advocate. We're just saying, if that's your thing, you know,
Well, it's not even about is that your thing. If you're taking any of these depression medicines or any of these other medicines that they're putting out there like, oh, this is the be-all, the end-all, it's going to solve your problem.
But you're going to have diarrhea.
Yeah.
You won't have headaches no more, but you'll have diarrhea. And then we got another drug for the diarrhea, but, you know, you won't be able to.
All I'm saying is this. If you're somebody who's depressed, constant diarrhea
does not help the situation at all.
Right. I'm thinking that, you know, that's going to curtail your social life just a little bit more. That whole dry mouth, not being able to talk without feeling like I got dirt in my mouth.
You can't even tell people you got diarrhea.
Right.
So when they're like, what's going on? And then you just run to the
shop. Can I get some water? I mean, you know.
Mud butt.
Did you have to go there?
Mud butt. You can't tell them that you can't even tell them you got mud butt.
Why you had to go with mud butt, man?
Hey,
do you really need mud butt?
Is there a good side of diarrhea? There, diarrhea, just the original Latin name sounds bad. Why not give it a little flavor?
Okay. That, you know, all I'm saying is, you know, we talk about perception versus reality. Perception is, hey, these drugs, it's good for you. Cymbalta is good for you.
Nope.
But the reality is, look, if you're depressed, you know, maybe you need a hobby. You know, we talked about getting a hobby, adults that need a hobby.
Amazing. Make model airplanes, tape your favorite, you know, TV show.
That's going to keep you inside. We're advocating.
Well, then watch it outside.
I mean, because see what I'm, another thing, you know, although I live my life through my DVR, at the same time, I got to get out the house.
Go outside. Everybody's going to hike.
We have a phenomenon.
Obesity. Right.
Well, not just obesity. We talking about people who just don't go outside. You're playing your video game all day
Call of Duty.
Long at night. You're killing people day and night, night and day. I'm like,
day and night.
There are some humans outside that you might want to interact with, you know, have a good time. You know, just hey, how you doing?
You might meet somebody that gets you out of that depression.
Exactly. Too much of anything is not a good thing. But some things in moderation, you know, like going outside in moderation will be good for you.
Just see the world.
Get a balance. You know, see, right now, if you like 90% inside, 10% outside,
and 10% you gotta drop
in
the
your
grocery.
Job, yeah, you know, you need some toilet paper. I mean, that's no good.
Learn to love the simple things. When you go outside, look up in the sky. The sky is beautiful. You know, the clouds are beautiful. Look around, you see mountains and everything. Just learn to appreciate.
Are we waxing poetic?
Well, I got my poetry thing going.
You're waxing poetic.
Well, come on, I'm trying to get
little,
people.
Little Arson is waxing poetic.
I do poetry, yes. I do a little
poetry. He does love poetry.
I do poetry about us and our situation, our plight, you know, whatever comes in the head. You know, I do it. But listen, though, try to enjoy the little thing. You're living. You have breath inside you. Get out. Get outside. Interact with people, human beings. You know what I'm saying? We need people. Well, not all the time, but most of the time, we need other people to interact with. You don't want to be Will Smith from I Am Legend.
I'm crying right now. It's so touching. Anyway,
get a heart, man.
Yeah, I got it in here somewhere.
Come on, man.
Now, well, first we want to not only thank you for coming on the show, but also, once again, for those who may not have heard, tell the people What's going on Saturday?
Well, we got our Krupp event for ARG. It's called The Rapture. It is you just take the 805 south to 805 north exit 43rd, make a right, you know, it's the first light, make a left, it's behind Northgate Market, you know, Alpha Street. It starts at 2 and it ends at 5. And he is going to be announcing there.
Who is he?
Dick Hugger.
Dick Hugger.
That's right.
Smooth Drama. We coming to you live, y'all. If y'all can't make it to the event, we going to be right here on the net. SmoothDrama.com. 2 o'clock. You tune in from 2 to 5.
Yeah.
You see some of the hottest dancers that San Diego got.
Raw, man.
Out there.
Just
fierce,
raw.
But naked, rubbing against each other.
I don't know about that, but look here. Look out. Also look out because Smooth Drama and ARG, we have our collab. Look at the ARG Nights DVD. It's going to be following, you know, ARG. Like I said, also want to give a shout out / you know, advertising, but it's going to have me in it, Lil Artisan.
You put me in it?
Yep. Big ARG. Twin Gritty Kid,
well,
you know you want to follow us. We all cute. We all cute.
Oh, okay. All right. Back to the thing. Well, first, you know, I know a lot of people, they'll say crump dancing. What is crump dancing? Because a lot of people don't know what crump dancing is. Now, some people may even get it mixed up with the Lil Jon crunk. Now, you got a minute.
No.
Tell the people what crump dancing is.
Basically, crump is kingdom radically uplifted. Mighty Praise was made in L.A. It's very fast. It's very upbeat. And it's live. You know, when we're not one of those dances where, you know, do a little trick or everybody clap. No. Because it ain't for entertainment. We dancing for us, you know. It's from the spirit. It's from the heart. You feel crump.
But you're not trying to entertain me?
Oh, you know.
I'm
trying to get you live too. I'm trying to get you entertained too.
I can't.
You know, there's entertainment in it. You know.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Trust me. My goal is not to entertain you. My goal is to get you live with me.
Trying to get you live with me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm already live with me.
Anyways.
I'm just asking. You know, and with that, party people.
Wait, I got one more thing to say.
Okay, be real quick.
Illuminati, want your mind, soul, and your body. Don't fall for it. Educate yourself. Be smart. Open up your eyes.
Okay. All right. Y'all heard it from Lil Arson. Open up your eyes. With that, it's your boy Dick Hugger. Lil Arson, thank y'all for listening.
ARG.
Don't forget, Saturday, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock. You can't make it to the event. Tune
we'll
in.
Here.
SmoothDrama.com.
Thank you, Dick Hugger, for having me on the show, man.
You're quite welcome. And with that, we out.
Salute.
Peace, love, and apple juice.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got smooth.
Drama.